the fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights.
Time for Tim and Sid.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Real Sports Talk with Tim McAuliffe and Sid Sexero.
Thank you, Sheepdogs. Still to come, Richard Weinberger, bronze medalist in the men's open water 10K marathon. We are efforting to have Donovan Bailey join us here on the show to discuss Usain Bolt. And a mere moments from now, the one, the only, Brian Williams.
Time for Tim and Sid.
A jam-packed Friday on this show.
And partially because the Olympics are going on. And this is, and from the people on the ground, Tim, this has been one for the books.
Yeah.
Organization-wise, I mean, first few days ticket-wise were not smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, other than the Olympic flame being inaccessible to anyone who paid to get into Olympic Park, which was one of the dumbest decisions I've seen anywhere at any time.
Well, nobody anywhere at any time.
No, in the history of Earth.
Mankind.
In the history of mankind. Yeah, this is one of the dumbest decisions. This has been one for the books. A man with a front row seat for most of it. Host of Olympic Prime Time on CTV. For a third time, he's been nice enough to join Tim and myself. Brian Williams. Brian, how you doing?
Sid and Tim, it was 2 weeks ago today I joined you guys from the opening ceremony. We were just getting ready to get started. By the way, if you get young Weinberger, he's 22, this is funny. Ask him this. He is an open water swimmer that hates to swim in lakes or the ocean. He trains in a pool because he doesn't like things under his feet.
What a wuss. What a wuss, Brian.
He wins a medal, so talk to him. He's very funny when you talk to him about that.
Well, we will. We're very proud of him.
By the way, we're spoiled by our weekly Friday conversation. I don't know how we'll ever replace it, Mr. Williams.
I don't know. It's right now, what is it? It's 7 o'clock. I'm going to get some food. I see Donovan sitting over there. I'll tell him to make sure he comes on with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
These have been, people said to me, guys, how do you follow Vancouver? And I said, London is the perfect city, the only city to host three Olympics. And it was a week ago today that I had the great honor of the first North American. It was played on Today's Show. The other Brian Williams told me he used it to interview Prince Harry and Prince William. And I asked Prince William, I said, you know, Vancouver changed our country. Do you see this happening here? And he said it was a little early, but he predicted during the second week that the Brits would embrace this like nothing before. And when you look at their medal total, remember, Canada had 14 medals in Vancouver, the most ever at the Winter Games. But, you know, there are 80 countries. Here there's 204, so it's all relative. So we're seeing happening, or I'm seeing happening in this country, what happened in ours following Vancouver, a new pride, a new belief in themselves. And the best example, guys, and to your audience, you know, it's, what, 3 in the morning, prime time back home. I've got the women's soccer team in the studio with me. And I ask them, I say, you know, I've got three daughters. What about young women in the country? And Melissa Tancredi, who's the outspoken one that accused the Norwegian referee in the American game of sleeping in an American jersey, she started talking about, yes, we're a model. And then she stopped and she said, heck, they all want to be us. And everybody laughed. And I said, finally, good for you. Don't apologize for being good. Now Canadians are saying, you know what? We can puff out our chests. We're not bad. And with these women accomplished. So, you know, I see a change here as I saw the change back home.
You know, it's funny. I saw that interview that you did with the women's soccer team. And I got the feeling they still don't know how big a story they are back home.
Yeah, they need to get home first. Like, it's one of those things. I don't think they've fully processed it, Brian. I think Tim's bang on.
Yeah, well, in 1988, none of us in Korea. You know, we knew Ben had tested positive. I had to announce it to the country. I mean, he won on a Saturday afternoon, so it was around 11:30 back in Toronto on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was awakened, I think it was middle of the night, Tuesday morning, and I came on in prime time on the Monday around 7 o'clock, and I had to say good morning. There's been a positive drug test. It's this, this, and this. you know, we dropped sport and covered it for hours. You know, we knew it was big, but until I got home, I had no idea how big it is. And I said this to Christine Sinclair. I said, listen, I have a vote in the Lou Marsh Award, named after the former late sports editor of The Star. Bob McCowan has one. I mean, if I'm voting today, I can't think, you know, who knows what a Canadian will do between now and December, but, you know, three goals on the world stage in a sport that is as deeply contested as women's soccer, and I'd have to probably name this women's soccer team as the Canadian team of the year right now. What they did is quite remarkable.
Brian Williams here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brian, I want to dig more into kind of Christine Sinclair and her impact in that story, because it's a story we haven't seen from a Canadian perspective at these games in a very long time. But I want to ask you this, and I'll be mad if I don't. You've now been on with us three times. And right. The previous two times I've told people, hey, we had Brian Williams on today. Their first question, how was he? I said, he was awesome. He's Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Did he give the time?
Did he give the time? Second question, did he give the time? Yeah. I go, yes. Third question. This isn't his last Olympics, right?
It is. The games have gone back to CBC. I'm very happy where I am. I've done 14 Olympics. I'm blessed. I'm 66 years old. I you know, the young people can't keep up with me, but I'm very happy where I am, and this is where I'll end my career. We're in a business where properties go back and forth. It'll not be easy for me on Sunday. This has been my life for 40 years, but, you know, you have to make decisions, and I'm very happy with it, and I wish CBC nothing but the very best.
I know I speak for millions of Canadians when I say it won't be the same for us either.
Yeah, well, it's important. Listen, I'm honored. I was at Canada House today, and athletes and parents are saying no, no, and I said, look, you know, I'm blessed. I've had a chance to you know, bring home to our country what these remarkable young men and women have done going back to 1976 in Montreal. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm at the top of my game, but, you know, it's good to go out when you're doing a good job. And, you know, London, I knew when I came over that it was to do Vancouver and London. And these have been two very special Olympics. And, you know, there's a lot of other things to do. You know, I work with Grapes on our radio show. I will have Grey Cup, I'll have figure skating. I'm going to work on some hockey probably features like I do in football. So, you know, I'm a long way from retiring, but this will be another chapter in my life, and it's something I've been truly blessed to do.
Do you want me and Sid to make a couple calls and get Phil King on the phone?
There's still time, Brian. We can do like a joint thing. We can do like Consortium 2.0 or something.
No, listen, I'm having a ball. I'm concentrating on the next couple of days. But they've been good Olympics. The women's Canada needed the women's soccer team. This is a great story. And I think, you know, I get letters from people, emails saying, what about on the podium? Own the Podium is financing the summer games, but it's only been doing it for a couple of years, not 5 years like the winter. I think you'll see the benefits of Own the Podium 4 years from now in Rio de Janeiro. And listen, we're a winter sports nation. Australia doesn't win many winter medals. You know, they can still win 18, 19 medals, and they wanted top 12. They stand 12th now. You know, there's always room for improvement. Mary Spencer didn't medal, thought to be a sure thing. Dylan Armstrong didn't medal. I mean, the great thing about the Olympics is you got this young man, Druin, out of Corunna, down by Sarnia. Yep. He finishes third in the high jump. Well, he wasn't on anyone's radar. And, you know, you see the changing of the guard. You see Simon Whitfield moving on now. You see this young man, Weinberger. He's the face of open water swimming, just as Whitfield was the face of triathlon, because Whitfield was the first medal winner in that event when it made its debut. And Weinberger's the first medal winner for Canada. It made its debut 4 years ago in Beijing, but there were no Canadians. And so, yeah, it's a great event. And I think what's interesting is I get so much mail and reaction from people that aren't normally sports fans. You know, I used to say, we don't go down to a bar to watch Luge on a Saturday afternoon or Skeleton, but we do have John Montgomery competing in Vancouver. Yeah. And it's the same with wrestling and some of these other sports, synchronized diving. There's some wonderful stories. Carol Wynn, the wrestler from British Columbia, her family flees communist Vietnam. They're taken in at Hazelton, B.C., up in the north central area, depressed area of British Columbia. The community comes together, sends her to an Olympics. She wins a gold in Beijing, wins another one, bronze here. So the stories are wonderful.
Brian Williams here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Finally, Brian, Sunday's going to be a big day for all of us for various reasons. The one question being asked is, who will carry Canada's flag? Who would you like to see carry Canada's flag?
I think it has to be Christine Sinclair. That would be my choice. But, I mean, listen, you know, I shouldn't say it has to be. I mean, it could be Carol Wynn. There's any number of people. And how about the young man? Damian Warner, the decathlete.
Yeah.
You know, one of the great tragedies of 1988 and Ben Johnson? Ben was a tragedy, a bigger tragedy. Lennox Lewis followed and won a gold, but he became heavyweight champion. Dave Steen from the University of Toronto won bronze in the decathlon, totally forgotten and totally overlooked. And I think Donovan Bailey said it best last night when he talked about Warner, and I saw Warner with his family today. Donovan said he's a perfect example for young Canadians. He came not expecting to win a medal, but to do a personal best. And if in life you can't win all the time, but if you come on a mountain instead of a valley, it's a whole lot better. And here's this young man that came 22 years of age, lives in London, goes to school in London, doesn't train in the States, London, Ontario, and comes and not only does a personal, not only finishes fifth, but they're all personal bests. And as Donovan says, that fifth place finish for that young man is better than gold medals for so many athletes here. So, by the way, do you want Donovan to come on in a minute or two? Let me just, he's walking by here. And hang on one second. Hey, Donovan, Tim and Sid want you to go on in Toronto in a few minutes. I'll give you the number, okay? Tim and Sid want you to go on in a few minutes. Okay. You call from your phone. Donovan says no problem.
Perfect.
Brian, that's
what a
awesome.
Great way to finish.
Brian, that is awesome.
Normally, our shared time is the grape line, and the back and forth just isn't there. But I know I speak for Sid when I say the last 3 weeks, a distinct pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Right. Well, it's good. And listen, Donovan, we're getting all this mail. You and Donovan have a rapport. I said, listen, the guy is such a star here. He walks in, and all the policemen, the soldiers, there's Donovan Bailey. You don't know how big track is. I mean, he is a superstar here. I walk out of the broadcast center with him, and it's like walking around with Mick Jagger. And we have a lot of fun, and he does everything in one take. Donovan is so bright and funny.
Yeah, just like me, Brian. One take. One take, Sixero. That's the nickname.
Hey, guys, be well. It's been good, and I certainly don't ever regret taking the stand I did against the IOC in the beginning. I took some heat from it, but it is 2012, and when someone is slaughtered, they were Olympians. Not to remember them is sinful. And the other thing is sex, sexual orientation, race, color, religion should not be an issue. This is not the 1800s. Yeah. That's my big disappointment. Hopefully that will change in the games to come.
Hear, hear.
Brian, this was a distinct pleasure. Not once, not twice, three times you made time for us. You are a busy guy. We really appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, I just want to be on with the stars.
Well, if you see any, let me know. Well, you see Donovan. There's one to walk right by you.
Donovan, get over here. Yeah, he says he's going to call you.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
There is Brian Williams, host of Olympic Primetime, Olympic Overnight, named to the Order of Canada, considered the Dean of Olympic Sports Broadcasting in Canada, and calling his final Olympics. It's funny, when you said his name in the middle of that, I'm like, there might be one guy where you don't need to say his name because everyone recognizes
I really don't need to name check Brian because who else sounds like Brian Williams? There's nobody. So I didn't have to name check him. Our next guest has made a name for himself today in open waters, in dangerous waters, dare I say. Richard Weinberger, latest medalist for Canada, finished third in the men's open water 10K race. He's a baby. He's 22 years old, and he was getting a medal today. Richard, congratulations. Welcome to Tim and Sid. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Did you hear Brian Williams talking about you while you were on hold there?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I was thinking that the whole time, like, Richard's on hold, and we're going to get to him in mere moments from now. And here is Brian Williams, the voice of the Olympics in our country, waxing poetic about what a great story you are.
That's very awesome. Thanks.
But that would be hilarious if you, like, big time just to say, I'm not waiting on Brian, and you, like, hang up.
Yeah.
A bronze medal goes right to your head. Richard, so, I mean, Brian alluded to it. You are not a fan of swimming in open water. You don't train in open water, yet you kick serious ass on open water. How does this work?
It's pretty much all about hard work in the pool, and I just work my butt off doing 80 to 100K weeks on average. And luckily I got a sweet coach, Ron Jacks, and He's got some pretty unique ways of coaching me and teaching me all the things I need to know in the short time period that I needed to learn them in for the Olympics.
Olympic medalist Richard Weinberger joining us here on Tim and Sid. How does that sound? You're an Olympic medalist now.
It still hasn't sunk in.
Yeah.
You know, while I was swimming in my 10K, you know, I try and visualize the race as just a normal World Cup race, you know, no pressure, everything. So while I was swimming along, I saw all these people lined up on the shoreline, and I'm just like, who are these people, you know? Like, what's going on here? This is open water swimming, you know? Like, no one really follows this.
Well, we're following now.
Canada did, yeah.
Yeah, Canada did today. Richard Weinberger, bronze medalist, open water 10K race here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Richard, you can level with us. I mean, we're all friends here. Do open water racers think they're so much better than regular racers?
Oh, we totally are. Like, we are so much cooler, you know? Like, we're an extreme sport. You know, we don't need lane ropes or, you know, funky swim caps or...
Those wusses...
Yeah, exactly.
As Sid mentioned, you're just a baby. You're 22 years old. Can I ask what the Olympic Village is like for a 22-year-old dude?
Well, to be honest, I've only been in there for like a couple of hours. My coach is pretty smart. You know, he kept me out of there for as long as possible. I'm going there now for my first night, and let me tell you, I'm definitely going to be making up for lost time.
Ooh, Ash, throw up the Olympic horns for Rich. It's a party.
So maybe we'll ask you tomorrow and the next couple days what it's like for a 22-year-old dude with a bronze medal in the Olympic Village.
Oh, boy. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if that's, I don't know if I want my mom hearing that.
Oh, no, mothers don't listen to this show. We're good. We're fine. But I think that's the move. Like, you walk around with the medal. How you doing? I'm rich. I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
Big and rich. Bronze and rich. That can be like your thing. You go up to the Romanian gymnast. Hey, how you doing? I got a bronze medal. Let's talk about things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
Don't worry. You don't have to answer
Don't answer. Your backstory is pretty good. You lived in Saudi Arabia for a while. Is that true?
Yeah, actually. My dad had work down there, and that's actually where I learned how to float.
Some salt in the water?
Yeah, well, my dad had a sweet floaty, and it was, I always wanted to go out there. My sister could go out there, but I couldn't because I'd sink. So I had to force myself to learn how to swim.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And he was a pilot?
Yeah, he flies currently for Cathay Pacific.
Ah, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Richard, I mean, what a day. Congratulations. Again, one more to the total. Canada finishing strong, and it's guys like you who are helping out. Richard Weinberger, bronze medalist, men's open water 10K race. Rich, we appreciate the time. Have fun. I was going to say don't have too much fun, but forget
it. No, it's great. Have a lot of fun.
Just have at it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There is Richard Weinberger, a bronze medalist in the men's open water 10K race. And as he mentioned, lanes are for fosses.
So you can say that tonight, now that his training's over, he'll be swimming in some open waters, potentially.
Yeah,
I wanted to say that to him. It was kind of rude if his mom was listening to the interview.
He might get some open waters.
And I sure as hell was going to say that to Brian Williams. So thanks to Brian. Brian booked our next guest. Brian got our next guest. We have Donovan Bailey up next. And we're going to take you live to the Olympic Stadium for one of two heats in the 4x100 men's. Canada and Jamaica will be in the same heat. We can tell you, Usain Bolt will not be running in this, what is essentially a semifinal today. Kamar Bailey-Cole will take his place. That's some confidence there, Timmy.
So it'll be Bailey-Cole, Johan Blake, Nesta Carter, who some may remember if they are fervent followers of the 100-meter dash, and Michael Frater. So Jamaica confident they can make it through without the world's fastest man.
I think that's a safe confidence.
I think it's safe, but if it comes back to bite you.
Oh, we got a story to tell, Timmy.
Yeah, and Canada, their seasonal best fifth. So we are expecting that they will be in a push to make the final in the 4x100.
Top three in each heat go through to tomorrow's final. Next two best times will go along with them. That's the deal. A lot of sprinting on the horizon. Donovan Bailey, we're going live to London. This is Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Tim and Sid.
Data report, over. Over, over. All barricades erected. Area locked down. Data report, over.
Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I know we talked to some pretty big names today, Sid, and we're going to talk to another pretty big name in mere moments from now. Had some fun with Dwight Howard. Had some fun with Carl Lewis. But my favorite part of the show is just how excited Richard Weinberg was to be checking into the Olympic Village tonight.
Hashtag Weinberger. Oh, man. If I'm a 22-year-old young guy, I don't even know if he's single.
Like, he literally,
if I'm a young guy, that medal is coming around with me to every club. I'm like, how are you doing, gymnast? What's going on? I'm a big fan of the pummel horse.
My guy was just, you could hear him rubbing. Like, it was like, oh, yeah. He was like Mr. Miyagi. Oh.
And there was no wax on, wax off beforehand. He was in training.
Rubbing his hands, getting ready to check into that Olympic Village.
Now, all he didn't do was go. That's all he didn't say. Yeah. Good on him. Richard Weinberger of Victoria, bronze medalist for Canada Open Water 10K race. Appreciate him coming on, Tim and Sid. Appreciate the great Brian Williams here on Tim and Sid.
So from a bronze medalist, we go to an Olympic gold medalist, Donovan Bailey, with the co-sign of Brian Williams, joining us now on Tim and Sid. Donovan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
Good. We apologize for getting Brian Williams to yell at you repeatedly to join us on Tim and Sid.
Not a problem, man. Brian and I are good. Brian's a good dude and my good buddy.
See, Donovan, the way Brian is painting this picture, you're like Mick Jagger walking through Olympic Park. You are fighting off autograph seekers. You are fighting off fans. Is this an over-exaggeration, or is this pretty much bang on?
You're in the holy grail of track and field. I mean, you're in England, so or in the middle of Europe. So certainly, sprinters have a lot of fans, and 100 meters are usually the big stars in the meet. So I'm just here hanging out.
Well, let's talk about one of them. Is Usain Bolt the best of all time?
Well, absolutely. I mean, based on his times right now, he's the best of all times. Based upon his records, he's the best of all times. Based upon his performances, he's the best of all times. I think that, if you tick off all those, all those accomplishments, then he definitely is the best of all times.
Donovan Bailey here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Donovan, you would know what it would mean physically for a human being to think about defending this title, the 100-meter title, three times. It's never been done. It's never been done twice. Could he go to Rio, Usain, and defend this title? Or is that a lot to physically ask of him?
Well, I mean, listen, it's probably more a lot to mentally ask for more than physical. I'm sure that he has the physical tools to in 4 years, if he doesn't get any major injuries, he has the physical tools to do it. But it's mentally more draining than anything. I mean, in order to stay focused over the next 4 years would be astounding. I mean, to mentally, physically, and psychologically repeat every 4 years is a problem. So, I mean, what he's accomplished here is amazing. So I mean, it would definitely be a lot to ask for, but I would love to see it.
You knew all along. You talked to us before these Olympics started, and we suggested that perhaps the Jamaican Nationals were the start of something with Johan Blake, and you said, listen, I don't care if his back's a little sore. I don't care if his legs are a little sore. He's in a class by himself. Did this just confirm what you thought all along, Donovan?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to really understand the sport. I mean, and Usain is, he's just one of those kids that is a phenom. I've watched this kid compete since he was 13 years old, and he's just improved and improved every single day, every single year. And one of the things that is happening now is that his job here is not even done yet, and he's still enjoying it. I mean, it's an anomaly to actually find a kid that that enjoys what he does and is very good at it.
Donovan Bailey here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Donovan, yesterday in the post-race press conference, the question was asked to Usain where he stacks up with Carl Lewis and Jesse Owens and whatnot, and Usain pretty much went off on Carl Lewis. What did you make of that?
You know what? I actually didn't see. I heard about that, but I didn't even see it or what was said. So you probably have to remind me or tell me what you've seen it said.
Yeah, we can paraphrase it, and I don't want to, but I don't know if you remember when Carl Lewis, after the Beijing Olympics, said that Jamaica's testing program was a little bit lax and it wasn't on par with the rest of the world, and he wanted everyone to be on a level playing field. Well, as he was being, you know, compared to Carl Lewis, he said, I have no respect for Carl Lewis whatsoever because he's going after other athletes even though he's no longer in the game.
Well, you know what? Listen, you're saying, I think one of the things that I enjoy is that the UK games. I mean, the London Olympics have been what probably the best Olympics for me to be, because I'm working in media and I'm also a fan, so I get to speak and observe and see, and I'm not just an athlete. And at the end of the day, I mean, Carl was the best in his time, and today it's Usain's turn. I mean, we all evolve. And, you know, at one point I was the fastest man in the world, and I'm very, very happy with that. And at one time, I'm sure Carl was that way, Linford was that way, and now you're saying so. So I think that in the line of respect, you know, we should all congratulate these kids.
Right.
And also, I also believe, because these guys have done such a phenomenal job, if there are any athletes whatsoever that are taking drugs, we'll catch them or they'll catch them, and we'll vilify every single one of them if that's the case. So you know, I think that it's silly to go around accusing anyone of cheating until they're actually proven so.
Well, that was my beef with it, Donovan, is that you're gracious in saying that this guy's at another level. You just called him the best of all time. And here's Carl Lewis, who many people believe is the best of all time with his 9 gold medals and given the long jump in it, pointing fingers. To me, it seems petty.
Well, yeah, maybe so. I think that you have to be real. See, I'm a very secure man in my own skin, mm-hmm. regardless of what I do. I mean, I knew that one day, I knew that one day I was going to step off the stage, from being, the best athlete in the world. I also knew that someone else was going to, you know, break a world record and so forth. So, I mean, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. Maybe this is an insecurity factor. I don't know. But certainly, like I said, Carl had that stage, and whether or not he's accepted that Usain has that, whether or not he wants to share that stage, he doesn't have to, because Usain is the one who has that stage and is the ambassador, is the spokesperson, has ran the fastest, rewritten the record books for his own doing. So. You have to respect that.
All right. One of the greatest Canadian Olympians of all time, one of the greatest Olympians of all time, Donovan Bailey here on Tim and Sid. Donovan, enjoy the rest of the games. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
There is Donovan Bailey, Olympic gold medalist. It's funny. He hit the nail on the head. Carl's just screaming for the spotlight.
He's still sensitive that people make fun of his singing, and he wants to divert attention. He wants to change the narrative.
Yeah. It's amazing, though, that a nation of 3 million is done. No matter how, like, I don't even care if still 3 million people dominating one of the world's most popular sports. And when you look at our guys, Donovan Bailey, born in Jamaica, Ben Johnson, born in the same part of Jamaica as Usain Bolt, Trelawney.
It is a wild story. And we might have another chapter this weekend. It starts coming up next, essentially
yes,
the semifinals of the 4x100. Usain Bolt's not running for Jamaica, but they're still pretty good. They're going to be in the first heat with Canada. We're going to step aside right now. We're going to have time for this to breathe. We're going to step aside. Update coming up. Then we'll take you live to London for Canada and Jamaica in heat one of the 4x100. Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Prices like no other, from a club like no other, The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Tim and Sid.
Sound off, players. How do you get this party started?
Tim and Sid.
How do you get more? How do you disappoint your mom?
Tim and Sid.
How do you get more swagger in your wagger?
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
your official station of the London 2012 Games. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Tim McCall, sitting beside Sid Sixero as we get set for the 4x100 meters to begin today. It will end tomorrow. And Jamaica begins Usain Bolt's quest for 6 gold medals in 6 events over 2 Olympics without him.
He's earned a break.
Kamar Bailey-Cole will replace him in the 4x100. So the probable starters for Jamaica will be Johan Blake, Nesta Carter, Michael Fratter, and Kamar Bailey-Cole as they get set to go in heat 1 of 2 heats in the 4x100 preliminaries. Now, keep in mind, Canada's seasonal best, 38.43, fifth best in the world, but it's not often, Sid, that you can get your team together to run together. Great Britain, also in the heat, their seasonal best is 38.82, and they will be in the same heat as Canada. We've seen that the British have improved immensely.
Yes.
So we'll see if they can run at the same time or in and around the same time. Also in the heat, St. Kitts and Nevis, China, Jamaica, we told you who will run for them, the Netherlands, Brazil, and Italy. And in heat number 2, Australia, Poland, Trinidad and Tobago, France, Germany, the United States of America, Hong Kong, and Japan.
So that is the lineup. It is, in some people's eyes, one of the marquee events at the Olympics. It is one of my favorite. If you had to watch this one event, one at the Summer Games, literally, what would it be?
It's 100 meters.
It's got to be 100 meters. Right?
But I will say that I don't mind. I have no problem. A lot of people want the Olympics to close with the 100 meters, Sid, but it appears that they're closing with the 4x100, and a lot of people feel like, you know, it's just as good.
It is. It is. And there's something about it.
I'm not sure the consortium may agree, at least in heat-wise.
There's some people at the consortium who didn't because we wanted to go there live, and we got 90 channels that we could have taken you to, and we couldn't find it. Sometimes the truth is ridiculous, but it is what it is. So believe me, that was the plan. We wanted to, and it just kind of didn't play out that way.
Well, we'll try and get you the results of it. As soon as possible, as I continually look on the internet and don't see an update as of yet. But we will get one as soon as possible and pass it along to you. It's too bad. I wanted to listen to that.
We've been pretty good at anticipating kind of what's important and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll fill you in on kind of what went on.
Perhaps our production of this isn't as important as the consortium's production of this event. We were talking earlier about the trade that brought Dwight Howard to the Los Angeles Lakers, and one of his new teammates hit the hardwood today in the Olympic semifinals. Pau Gasol, who many had in the initial deal to get Dwight Howard into LA, leaving along with Andrew Bynum. Somehow Mitch Kupchak is able to pull it off so that it is only Andrew Bynum that goes the other way. And if you're keeping track at home, this is what Mitch Kupchak did. Lamar Odom and Andrew Bynum for Dwight Howard and Steve Nash, because they used the Odom trade exemption on Steve Nash. Think about that. Allow that to marinate for a mere moment.
I don't have to think about it. That is sexy as hell.
Andrew Bynum and Lamar Odom for Steve Nash and Dwight Howard. Let me do this.
Oh, that deserves it. Well done. Well done.
You might have had more to work with than most GMs.
Well played.
But holy bleep. So we talked about Craig Sager talking to Pau Gasol. First reaction on the Dwight Howard to LA deal. We play it for you now.
Obviously, wish the best to my friend, Andrew. I know, you know, he's a young player, talented and full of potential, and I wish the best. And obviously, having Dwight with us, I think it's gonna be a big deal. And you know, once the Olympics are over, I'm gonna be truly excited to get back to work with my teammates. And obviously, you know, we have a very powerful team now.
Yes, you do.
Can I translate? I know English isn't his first language. He speaks English very well.
Pretty well. Speaks English better than I do.
But his it's not his first language. And I'd like to translate what Pau Gasol said there. And what he said was, bleep you, Western Conference. Bleep you.
That's the translation?
It's a loose translation.
It's kind of a loose translation.
It's like a loose translation from English to English.
It's like the Jamaican drug testing system. It's a little loose, according to Carl Lewis. I don't agree with Carl. Is what it is. There was a point this year, Tim, when the voice we just heard, it was a fait accompli. He was gone.
Yeah.
Do you remember Kobe Bryant coming out publicly and ripping his own organization for letting Pau Gasol twist in the absolute wind? Kobe Bryant said, enough. Make a call on this guy one way or another. Because on the court, it's affecting him. And any human being probably would be affected by it. Lo and behold, when the hammer comes down on the biggest deal since Pau Gasol, on the biggest deal since Shaq, Pau Gasol's nowhere to be seen in the movement of this. He stays a Laker.
Yeah.
What odds would you have given on that earlier this year? Because I find that astronomical.
I will say this. When they got Steve Nash, that made Pau Gasol a lot more desirable to the Lakers because he can run pick and roll so well, as we've seen with the Spanish national team. So I would have given long odds. But when they got Nash, I think those odds dropped a little bit. But if you had told me before this was all done that the Lakers would get Dwight Howard and could keep one of Bynum or Gasol, I would have chuckled in your face. I didn't think they could do it.
Tim, as we wind down 2012, I mean, there's still time, but we can look back on this calendar year now, and considering the Olympics are on the brain, and we're all Olympicized, for lack of any better term, we can now have a podium of GMs who have pillaged others in movement, in trades, and we can have a podium finish at this stage of the year for pillaging of the year in pro sports. Your contestants go as follows.
All right, I'm ready for this one.
Mitch Kupchak, general manager of the LA Lakers.
It's like you're announcing the Gemini Award winners.
I am. And the nominees for pillaging of the year are Danger Bay. Mitch Kupchak of the Lakers.
Yeah.
Glenn Sather of the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
And John Elway of the Denver Broncos, although he was technically a free agent.
Yeah.
But he still just kind of got one of the great quarterbacks of all time. The gold medal for pillaging of the year goes to, I still say Glenn Sather. Scott House.
If you put Lamar Odom and what he's become,
I don't know, in that, Tim.
Lamar Odom,
I don't know,
and Andrew Bynum for Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. Come on.
Part of the Nash deal was a Blu-ray of Sex in the City 2. That's what Columbus got.
Which
back.
Nash deal?
Which Nash deal are we talking about?
We can argue this for days. We do know that the first heat is over in the men's 4x100.
How do we do?
Jamaica qualifies without Usain Bolt. In fact, they win the first heat.
No stunner.
Great Britain, second.
Oh, nice.
Canada, third.
Throw it up.
A seasonal best. There's panic behind
the
glass.
We have a review of those results.
Great Britain has been DQ'd,
what?
Sid Sixero.
What?
They may have had a bad handoff. They may have left a lane. Canada has moved up to second, although judging by the panic in the eyes of the people behind the glass, we will attempt to get that confirmed.
We'll straighten that out.
ASAP.
See, this is one of the great things about the relays that you and I have not brought up.
See, but if we hadn't been able to watch it, we could have told people.
I don't know why. Right. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. An elbow, a guy in another lane, like you said.
Oh, wow. There is the official paper handed to us by Jeff Hazzaparty. The Netherlands.
Wow.
Is third. Canada is second. Jamaica remains in first. So this could help the Canadians get to the podium as well.
Oh, yeah. Team GB out of the picture. You're scared of them just by the nature of their name and where they are, i.e. Great Britain. So they're now out of the picture.
Canada, again, the seasonal best, fifth best in the world. They bettered that in the opening heat, running in 38.05 behind Jamaica's 37.39.
Tim, I'm no Olympic expert. SB is seasonal best.
That's correct.
All right, so Canada, a seasonal best just now, 38.05 seconds.
I love how you listen to me.
Just confirming. Also, Great Britain, in case you're just joining us, Great Britain have been disqualified in that heat. They finished second ahead of Canada.
I do know that the United States has won their heat, the second heat, so they are through too. So Jamaica, the United States, they are the favorites, and Canada just may end up on the podium in this, and what a way that would be to finish the Olympics for Canada.
Wow. Speaking of open waters, Canada is going to be in some deep waters, it looks like, in that final tomorrow, but they will be there. And congratulations to the boys. They got through. And Jamaica will probably add a guy named Usain Bolt for that final tomorrow, which will level the playing field considerably.
They won without Usain Bolt.
They won.
They won easily without Usain Bolt. Unreal.
Fantastic. Good on them.
All right. So we will. Wow. I can't believe Team GB. They had two in the final.
Yep.
They had two in the final of 100 meters, and they are out. We'll break it all down next. We'll also get you what you need to know from really day one of the NFL preseason and get you caught up to date on what will transpire tonight. And if you're an NCAA fan, some big news from one of the best teams in the nation. You're listening to Tim and Sid at Sportsnet 590. The Fan.